Oh Lord, let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be found acceptable in your sight today. Amen. That was a long gospel reading today, but I told Bracken it was long and to read all of it because it's such a powerful, the whole thing. So, but the most important, the part that I want to talk about is the last part. And it's about being afraid. You know, right now we're living in a time in our country we're overrun by fear. You know, and we have to realize that all of this is so demonic. Now, I'm not saying that the devil created the coronavirus or whatever, but what I am saying is that he's taken this opportunity to do what he does, which is try to get us to live in fear. Because if you're living in fear, then you're not living in faith. And if you're not living in faith, then you're not pleasing to God. And the more fear you live in, the more separated from God you become. And if you keep giving into fear, you'll be so separated from God that you don't have a God consciousness anymore. You just have a fear conscious. And I think that's a part of what this all is going on, is that the enemy has taken this advantage, whether this is he created it or whatever, but this is, he's taken this advantage. But the thing that we have to remember is that he could not have done this if God did not allow this. So God's just setting him up for failure in some way. I don't understand that, okay? And theologically, I cannot explain that to you properly. I'll have it all jumbled up that theologians would call me a heretic at the end of the day, I'm quite sure. But this is the one thing that I do believe in all my heart, is that God, if I place it in his hands, then he is in control. And that there's nothing taking place that's surprising him or that he's not aware of and that he's not already prepared for to take and turn around for his glory and for his good and for our benefit. Now, sometimes we don't see that benefit in the time that we want to see that benefit. But we will be benefited. Whether it's here on earth or in heaven, we will one day see that benefit for whatever things we go through. And this is, I just want to kind of, first off, the last part of this is preceded by the first part of this. And what I'm saying there is that there's this unbelievable miracle that takes place. In the midst of this story of him raising a dead person, this other miracle takes place. And so how many times does God do that in your life? How many times has God set you up by something that happened yesterday or the week before where God just like blew your socks off? And just messed up your whole head with his mercy and his grace and his power and his glory in some way. And then you see something happens and there's a crisis that you get to decide to, you know. So he's so merciful that he gives us all the encouragement before we have to go through the stuff most of the time. And so in this story, he heals the woman of the issue of blood. And then there's this synagogue official that's come to him in the middle of this story of the woman with the issue of blood. So he heals her, and then there's people that come from the house of the synagogue official, the servants or whatever. They come and say, your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore? He says, but Jesus, overhearing what had been spoken, said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid any longer. Believe or keep on believing. So when you turn on Fox News, when you go home and you see Tucker Carlson or Hannity or any of those other people, you know, hear those words. That's what this is what they're doing to us. The news is building fear. Now, they have to sell advertisement. And they wouldn't sell a lot of advertisement if they was like, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. God's got it under control. You know, the advertisers wouldn't pay for the space. So they're selling advertisement. But they're speaking fear to us constantly. And that's one of the things I've noticed in this last week, the last few days particularly, is watching the news, which I basically watch Fox News, is that you have doctors that tell you one thing that the doctors are making sense. That actually makes sense to me. And then one of those guys come on, whichever one, and they start like twisting it to be fearful. They hype it up in some way rather than going like it's not going to, just relax. You know, but as a Christian, We have more than a doctor. We have the great physician that we can relax and just trust him. And we don't have to be fearful of anything because he's the great and ultimate healer. Amen? And as I read this morning, I was struck by the fact that, you know, of how Jesus dealt with that situation. Do not be afraid fearful any longer. Only keep on believing. And then it says, and he allowed no one to accompany him. No one except Peter, James, John, and the brother of James. But he allowed no one to accompany him. Basically, what Jesus was doing, he was saying, like, okay, like, I'm done with you, of you naysayers. You know? Go and tell you stuff to somebody else. And what's interesting is he only took those few disciples. He didn't take the whole bunch because they were not much better either. You know, they were struggling in all of this, even though they saw a woman healed, a miraculous healing. And it says that when he came to the official's house, there was people loudly weeping and wailing and carrying on. It says he entered in and said to them, why make a commotion and weep? The child has not died, but is asleep. And they began laughing at him. They began laughing at him. Of course, they don't know what we know, you know. So they get a little bit of a pass on this, but we don't. We don't, you know. We don't. And so when you hear people mocking or making fun of your belief or someone else's belief in the awesomeness and the greatness of Jesus Christ in a crisis situation such as this, you know, and I know that my personal beliefs of Christ, if dealing with this in a situation with people, that there's people who don't have a belief in Christ would think I was totally crazy because I believe that nothing is going to touch me that he's not in control of. Now, I'm not going to say I won't get the coronavirus, you know. I don't know. But what I do know is that whatever happens, he's my God. And he's doing it all for his glory, which eventually percolates down to my glory. See, we kind of think sometimes that it needs to percolate the other way, right? You know, that guy's supposed to do stuff that, like, glorifies us or whatever. And then because I'm glorified, he gets glorified. And it doesn't really work that way. It's first he's glorified. And then if we're in Christ and Christ is in us, and that glory begins to be seen and experienced by us and others. But and when I read this morning, I was going, okay, I'm done with Fox News because it says here he's putting them all out. So I'm done. You know, I'm putting Fox News out now. I'm not listening to all that mess about how horrible and bad and all this other stuff. I'm just going to simply believe in the goodness of God. Amen. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to walk in fear any longer. And then the last scripture I'd like to look at just very extremely briefly was the one that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. You know, so you've been given a spirit of adoption, a spirit of love for him. That's in you. That's him. Not a spirit of fear. So we don't have to give in to the fear. We don't have to give in to the panic, you know. So for all of you that brought 400 rolls of toilet paper, share. You don't have to be afraid, you know. But think about that. One little thing there. If you'd have told me 2 months ago that I would live to see the day when there was a panic in the United States over toilet paper, I would have literally split my gut laughing at you. But here we are. Here we are. Is that people that are not rooted and grounded in Christ have so given in to this demonic spirit of fear that they're afraid of not having toilet paper. You know, we didn't even make toilet paper 100 years ago. Are you kidding me? You know? And so here we are today. We're so afraid that it takes up the whole news cycles. At least on Fox News, like you got like an hour-long news thing, and in that hour, they're going to cover no toilet paper. Yeah. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.